to win. From Within, author Erica Ariel Fox offers a breakthrough method for leading, living, and lasting change. One of the premises, negotiate with yourself and more. We talk about the method, the book Winning from Within. Good morning to you, Ms. Fox.
Oh, good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. Extensive resume under your belt, of course, doing good things in the book world, teaching negotiation at Harvard, and what, co-founder of the global leadership and change firm Mobius Executive Leadership?
And the daughter of two psychologists and the youngest of four children.
That is really what our, where I was going.
I think that's really why I know about conflict.
Oh my gosh, and of course your law degree from Harvard. But hey, in my world, you're an author that needs to get the word out. So Erica,
that's right.
Congratulations.
That's right.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, this is the third in a series, Erica?
Well, you know, I think of it as a series, Shelley. It was started with Getting to Yes 30 years ago, and when Roger Fisher and Bill Urey came out with it, they didn't look into the future and imagine a sequence that would unfold over the decades. But as I look back on it, I see Getting to Yes giving people principles for how to negotiate with each other. And I see Difficult Conversations, which came out about 10 years ago, really giving people tips for what to do when they can't negotiate with each other, meaning the relationship or the communication is so broken down that they can't do problem solving till they do some repair between each other. And then now, coming out in September, Winning from Within is really giving people advice for what to do when you're in conflict with yourself.
Oh, that internal tug of war. We face
exactly,
it every day.
Exactly. And so I see them as a sequence, even though they weren't planned that way, but I see the evolution of the ideas building on each other.
Let's put this into conversational terms. What do you mean negotiating with ourselves, please?
You know, it's every time you feel yourself in a dilemma. You want to stay at work later because you want to finish your project and you promised your spouse and kids you would be home for dinner. So you're sitting there asking yourself, should I keep working or should I just stop and go home? It happens when you think, should I confront my sibling about too much eating, too much drinking, you know, is it none of my business? Should I give this person tough feedback, you know, because they're not performing, but on the other hand, maybe they're having a hard time, I should give them a break. So when one part of you is telling you to go in a certain direction, another part of you tells you to go the other way, then you're stuck. And that's quite like a negotiation with other people as you negotiate with the different sides inside of yourself.
The book Winning from Within, like I say, is your latest. What's the advice you share?
I talk about really understanding how you have these inner negotiators inside of you, and you become much more skillful and happier, by the way, when you learn about your inner negotiators and learn how to deal with them. And I talk about the big four, the four key inner negotiators that everybody has, the dreamer, the thinker, the lover, and the warrior. And my advice is that you really get to know those four sides of yourself, and rather than just letting them duke it out, you know, underneath your awareness, you start to understand who they are, their voices, their concerns, and you start to lead them rather than living at their mercy.
I like this. The dreamer is the CEO, the thinker, the CFO, and more.
Exactly. They're quite like members of a top business team.
Bet. You talk about your tagline, a breakthrough method for leading, living, and lasting change. Talk about change.
I think a lot of people believe that if they learn new tools and tricks and, you know, add to your toolkit, people talk about that in business and corporate education all the time. They believe that if you just learn a set of skills you didn't have before, then you'll change. And I have vast experience from 20 years working with executives and other professionals all over the world that tells me that's just not true. If you learn behavior, but you don't do any work on the internal architecture, you know, how you feel and think, your mindsets, your beliefs, when push comes to shove and emotions are high or time pressure is on, you won't use those new behaviors because your gut is going to point you back to your default behavior before you went to that training. So real change is not just about going to a day-long workshop and picking up, you know, a couple of behaviors. You really do have to look at what's happening from your neck down, you know, in your heart, not just in your cognitive brain, what's going on inside of you. and be willing to ask some good questions, like, where did that belief come from? You know, is it a limiting belief? Is it helping me in my life? Maybe it was a helpful belief 25 years ago, but maybe I need to adapt it now to my current circumstance, and if I believe something differently, then I would behave differently. And that's what we have found. Real change comes from doing the mindset work, the inner work, and the behavior naturally follows from that. That's where real change comes from.
Author, Harvard professor Erica Arielle Fox with us. Her latest has been out since September, Winning from Within. You also, Erica, talk about these transformers. Share one or two, please.
Well, the transformers are like a board of directors. If you mentioned the CEO, the COO, the CFO, the VP of HR, these are the analogies I make to the big four. But if that's a corporate top team, the transformers are like your inner board of directors. So you have your big four, but there's a different part of you that might be saying, hey, maybe this is a time we should bring out our warrior and say no and set a limit. Or, you know, tell a hard truth. Or it's a part of you that says, you know, I'm being kind of tough right now. I think I need to bring out my lover and be more empathic, be more compassionate, or, you know, be more sensitive to my employees, to my family, to my teenager. So they're almost operating like as if the big four are passengers on the ship. Your captain is one of the transformers, and your captain is really making choices about, you know, at what time, for what reason do I bring out one of these big four inner negotiators. And that's how they transform a situation, because in the past, maybe I always tried to be very rational and draw out my thinker. But in this moment, I'm going to muse and call on my dreamer, use my imagination, and you transform your situation, your behavior, and your results, because the transformer, the captain, may call on an inner negotiator that you don't usually use in that situation.
Awesome. Erica, where do we find out more information about your work, please?
You know, winningfromwithin.com has lots of information. And the good news, Shelley, is it has tons of free resources.
Yay.
If people want to take a survey about the big four, their own big four, there's a free quick 2-minute survey at winningfromwithin.com. There's video library. There's book of the month. There's all sorts of great stuff for people who are listening. Winningfromwithin.com under resources. And that's just to help people to learn to develop themselves. And I welcome people to use all that great stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. On it. Winning from Within, a breakthrough method for leading, living, and lasting change. Erica Arielle Fox. Take care.
Thanks, Shelley.